Simple.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
It's Thursday.
It's
Sherry Shepherd. Good morning.
Hi, family. What a great morning. Good morning, everybody.
Sherry and I in New York.
New York. Hot, humid, funky, hot New York.
Just
call
like
this
like
hot.
Just like funky, hot. Just
no.
New York just smells like people working hard for their money.
It does have about a little bouquet.
In the summertime, every smell comes out of the woodwork.
That's true.
New York. But I love it. I love this city. Real folk.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Sherry, I want to, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't call
you.
I didn't call you last night. I was in.
You know, when you come into town, I would love it if you call me. Jeffrey is in LA for a month.
And I have called you. We've gone out before.
Yeah,
and
last night, we have a good time.
And we have a good time. I went back to our spot, BB King's last night. Saw Vivian Green, and I know how much you like
Vivian.
I would have loved to have seen Vivian Green.
Emotional roller coaster.
That's my jam that got me through a lot of husbands. Emotional roller coaster. A lot of husbands and probably many more. And I would have loved
get right back
have
to my
seen
baby.
Her.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have gone to dinner, but I was sitting at home. And you know, the thing was, when I was sitting at home, you ever sit at home and you just like, gosh, I wish somebody would call. Because I would be out in a minute. Wigs just laying on the dresser.
Just looking at you.
Just looking at me, you know. And I would have gone out with you, Tom, to see Vivian Green.
And I started out. Okay. I went to the Jimmy Fallon show.
Wow! Insult to injury.
Yeah,
okay.
I've never even been to Jimmy Fallon on his couch backstage. I've never met him.
I met him. Yeah.
Wow.
He says he wants to come on the cruise if I book the Roots.
Jimmy Fallon. Wow. Major get.
Major.
He said he wants to come on the cruise if I get the Roots.
Dang. He would love that cruise.
He would
all those chocolate sisters hugging on him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon
would
come
break
over
another
to the other
something
side.
Else, I'm sure. Yeah.
He sure would.
Not just a finger would be messed up this time.
Man, that thing was
gross.
Oh, my God.
What happened to his finger?
It got caught in something.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
and they had to separate it.
It was almost
severed.
Taken away.
Yeah, but anyway,
Jimmy Fallon is ready to ride the chocolate slope.
Wow.
Bring him on the cruise and give him that. What's that last night? What do y'all call it? The what if night?
Might as well.
Get Jimmy Fallon on might as well night. Yeah.
Larry Wilmore is coming on the show today.
This morning, yes.
So I tell you what, Sherry. Yes. I tell you what, Sherry. Tonight is Jon Stewart's final show, and I'm sure Larry Wilmore is going. So we're gonna ask him.
Yes.
Can you and I?
Ain't that?
Are gonna ask if I can
ain't
go?
Ain't that just like some Negroes
to make it up?
So, Larry, what you doing tonight? Sherry
and I. Me and my boo Sherry want to tag along.
I love that after boo stuff. Uh-huh. I feel guilty. I normally wouldn't take you, but I feel so bad.
and I don't have tickets myself, but I'm going to ask my man, Larry.
I'm going to ask my man. I was going to take that girl just graduated, but
I have a girl that just graduated.
Y'all always got a girl on the side. You know, you and Jada just graduated. Don't have a brain thought in her brain.
They're not all Robin Thicke. They're not all Robin Thicke.
You heard?
Robin
Player. Thicke. Player. Robin Thicke's getting ready to get back in, and he's engaged to marry his 20-year-old girlfriend.
She just got out of prom.
He fired the first shot.
That's right.
Robin.
20 years old?
Don't matter.
And all the stupid things. Yeah. Remember that song, Robin Thicke?
Yeah. He's not looking for what you're looking for, Sherry. He's really not. Okay.
He don't want conversation.
He don't want stimulating conversation.
Well, obviously
he will
not.
Be happy if she don't say nothing. Really.
I don't know.
They've been dating for a year. What else is there to say?
Yeah, what else?
It's been a year.
It's been a year. Oh, in high
she's
school
20 years old?
Right.
Yeah, she's going to turn 21.
Robin.
She'll eventually.
Like, Robin's like 56.
No, he's 38.
No matter, Sherry.
It don't
he'd be
matter.
72. It don't matter, Sherry.
A 20. Give the
be,
give the 21 year old a chance.
Age. It don't
that's
matter,
the truth,
Sherry.
That's the
she's
matter.
Gonna turn 21 soon, I think.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. She just left Disneyland. Let her have
yeah.
her life.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Don't, yeah. That's what I'm saying. When y'all get these little young girls, let them
matter.
Have their Sybil.
No, for
let them grow.
For guys, yeah. it doesn't. They don't. They're
don't
not.
Matter,
looking,
y'all don't care.
They're
y'all
not
don't
looking
care.
For it.
Don't
no.
matter.
Let them be babies. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let them be babies for a little bit while
you know,
longer.
They like
21.
That
21 is a baby. She still has baby powder smell on her
and they
dog
like
on
that.
Bottom.
They
and
like
they, yeah,
it.
Apparently.
Yeah, they like it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which would yeah. you rather smell, baby powder or knee liniment? I mean,
knee liniment goes so much, so far.
Knee
so
liniment
long.
Just lights up the house, Sherry. Now, come on.
And Sherry, you know you got some knee liniment.
They got it in apricot, peppermint, and mango blossom.
Ooh,
don't smell
so
like
sexy.
It used to.
Ooh, so sexy.
Knee ligament don't smell the way it used to.
And you can share a tube, yeah.
You can share a tube. And knee ligament goes
yeah.
a long way. It also
yeah.
works as hemorrhoid cream,
choice.
So stop
you
it.
Got a choice.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know.
Baby powder. A knee yeah. liniment.
You know, I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Let the baby be a baby a little bit longer,
well,
Robin.
Robin says it's. They say it's not true about the engagement, but it seems like Tom and Sherry and Jay. It's just one of those stories that was kind of thrown out there just to see, you know, how people are responding,
to gauge the response,
and maybe to see if Paula
maybe
has
Robin
some
put
response.
It out there, huh?
And, yeah, you know, yeah. but it's.
But
it's
is he gonna-
interesting.
Sybil, is he going to be able to keep his like his blackness being with the little girl that he would? You know, with Paula, we were like, he got that big pass. And we were really into it.
I don't think that matters.
You don't think so? Not into
him,
thing.
I don't think he really cares anymore.
The way black people did Robin Thicke, I don't think he really give a damn now.
About us no more. We just threw him to the wolves.
He going back to the white
bring
side.
Bring back John B. Yeah. I'm going to start picking him. Bring back John B.
There you go. John B. just
sat
start
up. Yeah, I'm going to start a John B. Pickett line.
Because if it wasn't for Robin Thicke.
Owes his career.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke stole John B.'s act.
John B., you know, this is the right time for suing Robin Thicke. So maybe John B. should take him to court.
For what?
Suing because he took his life. If y'all have never seen John B. in concert. Tom took me, and those were the days when Tom would take me out.
Hello.
You should go and see John B.
I'll take you out.
Yeah, okay, but that's a guilt take
me out.
That's
not what we're hearing. That's
same
not
thing.
What we're
not
hearing.
Same thing. You really don't want to take me.
The Daily Show. The last show for John.
You know what I heard, Sherry? I heard he asked Robin Thicke's girlfriend.
Oh, the 20-year-old?
Yeah, if she had any friends to go see the concert last night.
Wow, Sybil. I'm going to put my knee liniment on right now to smell of this studio. I'm going to wipe it under my arms. I was going to put on perfume.
No.
Oh, I got Bengay. I got some Bengay right here. Put that on. Get you back.
All right. So, everything's good?
No. Because you don't even sound like you. What kind of, you don't even sound like you want me to go. You can go. I asked, John, give us tickets if you want. What kind of?
Ask my man Larry if he could get us in.
So we don't even have, we could be standing by the back door and not get in. What?
We're going to be with Larry. With Larry. You know Larry.
Oh, we're gonna be with, is this what my life has come to after divorce?
Come on, boo. We're going to be with Larry.
Not the boo line, too.
Oh, gosh. I'm like a callus on Tom Joyner's foot.